好了，那么先为大家讲一部演讲。Wanna help someone? Shut up and listen.Everything I do, professionally, in my life, has been shaped by 70 years of work as a young man in Africa, from 1971 to 1977. I look young, but I'm not. I work in Zambia, Kenya, Ivory Coast, Algeria, Somalia, in projects of technical cooperation with African countries. I work for an Italian NGO, and every single project that we set up in Africa failed, and I was distraught.I thought, age 21, that we Italians were good people and we were doing good job in Africa. Instead, everything we touched, we killed. Our first project, the one that has inspired my first look, Ripples from the Zambias, was a project where we Italian decided to teach Zambian people how to grow food. So we grow there with Italian seeds in southern Zambia, in this absolutely magnificent valley going down to the Zambezi River.And we taught the local people how to grow Italian tomatoes and zucchini. And of course, the local people had absolutely no interest in doing that. So we paid them to come and work. And sometimes they would show up. And we were amazed that the local people in such a fertile valley would not have any agriculture. But instead of asking them how come they were not growing anything, we simply said, "Thank God we're here.Just in the nick of the time to save the Zambian people from starvation. And of course, everything in Africa grew beautifully. We had these magnificent tomatoes. In Italy, a tomato would grow to this size. In Zambia, to this size. And we could not believe, and we were telling the Zambians, look how easy agriculture is.When the tomato were nice and ripe and red overnight, some 200 hippos came out from the river and they're eating everything. And we said to the Zambians, "My God, the hippos." And the Zambians said, "Yes, and that's why we have no agriculture here. Why didn't you tell us?" "Well, you never asked." I thought it was only us Italians blundering around Africa, but then I saw what the Americans were doing, what the English were doing, what the French were doing, and after seeing what they were doing, I became quite proud of our project in Zambia, because you see, at least we fed the hippos. You should see the rubbish. You should see the rubbish that we have bestowed. Unsuspecting African people, you want to read the book, read Dead Aid.By Dambisa Moyo, Zambian Women and Communists. The book was published in 2009. We Western donor countries have given the African continent $2 trillion in the last 50 years. I'm not going to tell you the damage that the money has done. Just go and read her book. Read it from an African woman, the damage that we have done. We Western people are imperialist, colonialist, machinists.And there are only two ways we deal with people. We either patronize them or we are paternalistic. The two words come from the Latin root pater, which means father, but they mean two different things. Paternalistic, I treat anybody from a different culture as if they were my children. I love you so much. Patronizing.I treat everybody from another culture as if they were my servants. That's why the white people in Africa are called Bwana, which means boss. I was given a slap in the face reading a book, Small is Beautiful, written by Skomcher, who said above all in economic development, if people do not wish to be helped, leave them alone. This should be the first principle of aid. The first principle of aid.Is respect. And this morning, the gentleman who opened this conference laid a stick on the floor and said, "Can we imagine a city that is not a neo-colonial?" I decided when I was 27 years old to only respond to people. An event in a system called enterprise facilitation, where you never initiate anything, you never motivate anybody, but you become a servant of the local passion. And the servant of local people have a dream to become a better person. So what you do, you shut up. You never arrive in a community with any ideas and you sit with the local people. We don't work from offices. We meet at the cafe. We meet at the pub. We have zero infrastructure. And what you do, we become friends. And we find out what the person wants to do. The most important thing is passion. You can give somebody an idea. If that person doesn't want to do it, what are you going to do? The passion that the person has for her own growth is the most important thing. The passion that the man has for his own personal growth is the most important thing. And then help them to go and find the knowledge. Because anybody in the world can succeed alone. And the person with the idea may not have the knowledge. But the knowledge is available. So years and years ago, I had this idea. Why don't we, for once, instead of arriving in the community to tell people what to do, why don't, for once, listen to them, but not in community meetings? Let me tell you a secret. There is a problem with community meetings. Entrepreneurs never come, and they never tell you in a public meeting what they want to do with their own money, what opportunity they have identified. So planning has this blind spot. The smartest people in your community you don't even know, because they don't come to your public meetings. What we do, we work one-on-one, and to work one-on-one, we have to create a social infrastructure that doesn't exist. You have to create a new profession. The profession is the family doctor of enterprise, the family doctor of business who sits with you in your house, at your kitchen table, at the cafe, and helps you find the resources to transform your passion into a way to make a living. I started this as a tryout in experience. In Western Australia, I was doing a PhD at the time, trying to go away from this patronized bullshit that we arrive and tell you what to do. And so what I did in experience that first year was to just walk the streets. And in 3 days, I had my first client. I helped this first guy who was smoking fish from a garage. Was a Maori guy. And I helped him to sell to the restaurant in Perth to get organized. And then the fisherman came to me and said, "You the guy who helped Maori? Can you help us?" And I asked these five fishermen to help together and get this beautiful tuna not to the cannery in Albany for 60 cents a kilo. But we found a way to take the fish for sushi to Japan for $15 a kilo. And the farmers came to talk to me. "Yes, hey, you help them. Can you help us?" In a year, I had 27 projects going on. And the government came to see me to say, "How can you do that? How can you do?" And I said, "I do something very, very difficult. I shut up and listen to them." So the government said, "Do it again." We've done it in 300 communities around the world. We have helped to start 40,000 businesses. There's a new generation of entrepreneurs who are dying of solitude. Peter Drucker, one of the greatest management consultants in history, died age 96 a few years ago. Peter Drucker was a professor of philosophy before becoming involved in business. And this is what Peter Drucker says. Planning is actually incompatible with an entrepreneurial society and economy. Planning is the kiss of death of entrepreneurship. So how you're rebuilding a Christchurch without knowing what the smartest people in Christchurch want to do with their own money and their own energy. You have to learn how to get these people to come and talk to you. You have to offer them confidentially, privacy, you have to be fantastic at helping them. And then they will come, and they will come in droves. In a community of 10,000 people, we get 200 clients. Can you imagine a community of 400,000 people? The intelligence and the passion, which presentation have you applauded the most this morning? Local, passionate people, that's who you have applauded. So, what I'm saying is that entrepreneurship is where it's at. We're at the end of the first industrial revolution. Non-renewable fossil fuels. Manufacturing, and all of a sudden, we have systems which are sustainable. The internal combustion engine is not sustainable. Frying, way of maintaining things is not sustainable. What we have to look at is at how we feed, cure, educate, transport, communicate for 7 billion people in a sustainable way. That technology do not exist to do that. Who is going to invent the technology for the green revolution? Universities? Forget about it. Government? Forget about it. It will be entrepreneurs. And they are doing it now. There is a lovely story that I read in a futurist magazine. Many, many years ago, there was a group of experts who were invited to discuss the future of the city of New York in 1860. And in 1860, this group of people came together and they all speculated about what would happen to the city of New York in 100 years. And the conclusion was unanimous. The city of New York would not exist in 100 years. Why? Because they looked at the curve. And it said, if the population keeps growing at this rate to move the population of New York around, they would have needed 6 million horses, and the manure created by 6 million horses would be impossible to deal with. They were already drowning in manure. So, 1860, they're seeing this dirty technology that's going to choke the life out of New York. So, what happens in 40 years' time, in the year 90,000? In the United States of America, there were 1,001 cars manufacturing companies. 1,001. The idea of finding a different technology had absolutely taken over, and there were tiny, tiny little factories in backwaters. Dearborn, Michigan, Henry Ford. However, there is a secret to work with entrepreneurs. First, you have to offer them confidentially, otherwise they don't come and talk to you. Then you have to offer them absolute, dedicated, passionate service to them. And then you have to tell them the truth about entrepreneurship. The smallest company, the biggest company, has to be capable of doing three things beautifully. The product that you want to sell has to be fantastic. You have to have fantastic marketing. You have to have tremendous financial management. Guess what? You have never met a single human being in the world who can make it, sell it, and look after the money. It doesn't exist. This person has never been born. We've done the research, and we have looked at 100 iconic companies of the world. Carnegie, Westinghouse, Edison, Ford, all the new companies, Google, Yahoo. There's only one thing that all the successful companies in the world have in common. Only one. None were started by one person. Now we teach entrepreneurship to 16-year-olds in the Northumberland. And we start the class by giving them the first two pages of Richard Branson's autobiography. And the task of the 16-year-olds is the underline. In the first two pages of Richard Branson's autobiography, how many times Richard used the word I and how many times he used the word we? Never the word I and the word we 32 times. He wasn't alone when he started. Nobody started a company alone. No one. So we can create the company where we have facilitators who come from a small business background, sitting in cafes and bars, and your dedicated buddies who will do to you what somebody did for this gentleman who talks about this epic. Somebody who will say to you, what do you need? What can you do? Can you make it? Okay, can you sell it? Can you look after the money? Oh no, I cannot do this. Would you like me to find you somebody? We activate communities. We have grounds of volunteers supporting the enterprise facilitators to help you to find resources and people. And we have discovered that the myriad of intelligence of local people is such that you can change the culture and the economy of this community just by capturing the passion, the energy, and imagination of your own people. Thank you.
好了，我给大家读完了。那么这是一个有关这个人，他是常年在这个 Africa 哈，他是帮助着 Africa 的这些人的工作。然后他发现说，怎么帮助一个人呢？就一定要让要听别人讲。 他这么说哈，我所做的一切，无论是在工作上还是在生活上，整整的人生深深受到年轻时在非洲工作的那七年的影响。从1971年到1977年，我看起来很年轻，其实我老了。我曾在 Zambia、Kenya 啊、象牙海岸、阿尔及利亚这些地方、索马里参与过不少与非洲各国的技术合作项目。当时我在一家意大利非政府组织工作，我在非洲建立的每一个项目都失败了，我都快抓狂了。那时21岁的我，那时候我觉得意大利人是大好人，我在为非洲做好事谋福利，然而我们干什么赔什么。我们第一个项目给了我写第一本书的灵感，书叫做 Zambia River 啊，赞比西亚河。在这个项目中呢，我们意大利人决定教赞比西亚人种粮食，所以我们带着意大利的种子来到赞比西亚的南部，一个壮丽迷人的山谷通向赞比西亚河呢，我们这个教他们种西红柿和西葫芦的。当然当地人对此表示毫无兴趣，所以我们付工资请他们来劳作，他们也是一会儿来一会儿不来的。有着如此肥沃的山谷，当地人居然不耕种，我们对此感到十分惊奇，但我们并没有问原因，而仅仅是感到幸亏我们来了。我们在饥饿的赞比亚人民命悬一线时呢，伸出了援手。当时在非洲种东西都长得很好，我们种的西红柿漂亮的极了，在意大利一个西红柿能长这么大，那么在赞比亚呢能长得更大，难以置信。我跟赞比亚人说，你看这个耕种多容易啊。但是这个当西红柿成熟的时候呢特别 red 啊，好，特别红。但一夜之间呢，河里面跑200头这个河马，把所有的西红柿都啃光了。我跟赞比亚说，我的天，该死的河马。赞比亚人说，没错，这就是为什么我们不耕种。完了我们就说，你们为什么不早说，你也没问呢。他们又说，我以为仅仅是我们 Italians blundering over Africa， 我们就是在这个非洲犯粗心的错误。但是然后我看到这个美国人他们做的事情，还有英国人做的，还有法国人做的 French were doing。After seeing what they were doing， 看他们做的呢，我开始骄傲了，为我的这个项目。因为你看，起码我们喂了河马啊 ，At least we fed the hippos。You should see the rubbish， 你应该看看这堆垃圾，你应该看看这堆垃圾 that we have bestowed on unsuspecting African people。Bestowed 啊，我们授予这些非洲人 unsuspecting 这个不明，就是这些不明真相的非洲人的一些理，这些垃圾哈。你可能会想读本书 ，read The Dead Aid 死亡援助。这个书呢是在2009年出版的。我们这些西方的捐助国家呢，给了这个非洲大陆$2 trillion啊，2兆的美元 in the last 50 years。I'm not going to tell you the damage that the money has done。我不想告诉你这个钱到底有多大的危害。Just go and read her book。Read it from an African woman, the damage that we have done. 你去读那本书。Read it from, 从这个非洲女人这个女人写的这本书。她你就可以知道我们到底给他们带来多大的灾难。We Western people are imperialist, 帝国主义。我们是 colonist, 殖民主义。Missionaries, 传教士。Only two ways we deal with people. 我们只有两种方式来处理人与人的关系。我们要不然就是 patronize him, 支援他们，或者 or we are paternalistic, 家长式的统治他们。两个单词都来自于 Latin root pater, 来自于这个拉丁的词根叫做 pater, which means father. But they mean two different things. Paternalistic, 家长式啊。我们对所有的人都是一个不同的文化 ，as if they were my， 就像他们是我的一个小孩一样。我非常爱你 ，I love you so much。Patronizing 叫做这个支援，傲慢啊，支援。I treat everyone from another culture as if they were my servant。我们管他们就是像仆人一样。这就是为什么白人在非洲管的叫做 Bwana 老爷，也就是 boss 的意思。I decided when I was 27 years old only to respond to people and invented a system called enterprise facilitation. 我决定在我27岁的时候只响应人。于是我发明了一个系统叫做 Enterprise Facilitation, 促进这个企业的这个发展一个系统。这个系统里面你无法啊开始任何东西。You never motivate anyone, 你从来不激励任何人。但是你会变成一个 servant of the local passion, 你会变成一个当地的这个本地的这个激情的一个仆人。The servant of the local people have a dream to become a better person. 你是一个当地的人想成为一个更好的人。有这么个梦想。所以你做的是呢你把嘴闭上。You never arrive in a community with any idea and you sit with the local people. 你从来不会 arrive in a community, 你从来不会到一个社区里面。With any ideas and you sit with the local, 然后有一些想法，完了你和一个当地人坐在一起，我们不和官方工作，我们不和在办公室工作，我们在咖啡厅相遇，我们在酒吧相遇。We have zero infrastructure, 我们没有基础设施，我们做的是我们成为朋友。我们发现呢 ,what that person wants to do, 我们想要知道是这个人想要做的是什么。我来告诉你个秘密。There's a problem with community meetings, 就是对这个社区会议是有问题的。Entrepreneur 这个企业家从来不会，他们从来不会告诉你，在一个公众的会议里面 ,what they want to do with their own money, 他们想要对自己的钱做什么。What opportunity they have identified, 他们发现了什么机会。So planning has this blind spot, 所以计划呢有这个盲区。最聪明的人在你的社区里面，他们Don't even, 他们都甚至都不知道，因为他们不会跑到你的这个公众的会议来去。What we do, we work one-on-one, 我们是一对一工作。为了一对一工作呢，你必须去创造一个这个社会的这个 infrastructure, 基础设施 that doesn't exist, 就是既然创造一个这种东西，但是它是不存在的。你需要创建一个新的职业。The profession is a family doctor of enterprise. 这个职业是家庭的这个医生啊，你是这个所有 family doctor, 你是这个企业的医生，你是这个公司的医生，事业的医生 who sits with you in your house, 和你坐在一起在家里面，在你的这个厨房的这个桌子上，在咖啡厅里面，帮助你去找 resources to transform your passion into a way to make a living.找到这些这个资源，然后把它变成你的激情，变成一种你谋生的方法。I started this as a trial in experience in Western Australia. I was doing a PhD at the time, trying to go away from this patronizing bullshit that we arrive and tell you what to do. 我把它当做一个尝试在 experience, 在 Western Australia. 我做了一个 PhD 项目。当时呢 trying to go away from this, 摆脱这个屈尊服旧的这个废话胡说，这种胡说 that we arrive and we tell you what to do, 就是我们到那告诉你怎么做。所以我们做的在 experience, 第一点呢是和当地的这个街道上的人谈话。在三天里面呢我有了一个第一个客户。那么我帮助这个第一个人呢，他当时在抽着烟 from a garage, 在这个车库里抽烟，他叫做 Mari, 我帮助他去给这个在 Perth 这个饭店里面去卖东西，就让他 把他卖给这个饭店，然后让他变得有组织。 And then the fisherman came to me and said, 然后这些渔民就找上我说，你帮助这个人了，能不能帮帮我们？And I helped these five fishermen to work together and get this beautiful tuna, not to the cannery in Albany. 于是我帮他们，就是他们捉到了一些非常美丽的这个 tuna. 我们说 tuna 叫做这个金枪鱼哈，而不是去这个罐头工厂。就是一单那个金枪鱼做成罐头，就是60 cents, 60美分一斤哈，60美分一斤，一斤。然后呢我们找了一个方法去把它卖给这个寿司啊，在徐日本啊$15一斤。And the farmers came to me and said, 哎，能不能帮帮我们？在一年间呢我有了27个项目。
The government came to me and to say, How can you do that? How can you do that? 你怎么做到的？
我说 I do something very difficult. I shut up and listen to them. 就说我做了一个很困难的事情。我把嘴闭上了，完了听他们讲。所以我现在说的是企业家的精神是什么？
We are at the end of the first industrial revolution.
我们在这个第一个工业革命的末端。是 non-renewable fossil fuels. 我们是不可再生的这个生物这个生物燃料。我们 manufacturing and all of a sudden we have systems which are not sustainable.
在生产过程中呢突然之间呢我们有一种系统他们是 not 不可支撑的。
The internal combustion engine is not sustainable. 内燃机呢是不可持续的。Fion, way of maintaining things is not sustainable.F 的这个方法去保持这个事情呢是不是这个可持续的 What we have to look at is at how we feed 我们要看的呢是怎样的去这个去喂啊，去治疗去教育去这个运输去沟通 For 7 billion people in a sustainable way 给这些7亿人给70亿人就是有一个可持续的方法 The technology do not exist to do that但是技术不是存在去做这种事情。Who is going to invent the technology for the green revolution? 谁会去发明这个技术给这个绿色的革命呢？大学？忘记吧。政府？当然不是。会是企业家。然后他们现在在做这些东西。当然了，这和企业家工作是有秘密的。First, you have to offer them confidentiality. 你们需要给他们保证这个机密性。否则他们会跟你说And you have to offer them absolute, dedicated, passionate service to them. 否则他们不会跑向你。然后呢，你应该给他们提供准确的、积极的、dedicated, 是专注的这个服务给他们。然后你会告诉他们真相，有关这个企业精神。The smallest, 最小的公司，最大的公司 应该是可以就 has to be capable of doing three things beautifully.应该有能力去把三件事情做好。你卖的东西是 fantastic, 你需要有非常 fantastic 市场 marketing, you have to have tremendous, 非常巨大的 financial management, 就是资金的这个资金的管理。猜猜什么 ?We have never met a single man being in the world who can make it, sell or look after the money.我们从来没有见过有哪个世界上有哪一靠一个人去制造卖它并且管理这些钱。这些人是不存在的。我们做过调查我们看过100个标志性的公司比如说这个卡内基Carnegie, Westinghouse, Edison, 爱迪生福特这些新的公司里面还有谷歌和雅虎只有一件事情 ,all the sets of companies in the world have in common, 只有一件事情是所有的公司里面共有的。None were started by one person. 没有一个是被一个人开始的。现在呢我们教这个企业家精神给这些16岁的 Northumberland, 这个诺森伯兰。And we start the class by giving them the first two pages of Richard Branson's autobiography and the tax of 16-year-olds is to underline. In the first two pages, 我们就是开始这个教课。我们教课的第一节课呢就是让他们读两页的这个 Richard Branson 他是个企业家的这个自传他里面说用过几个 I 和用过几个 we 从来不是 word I 而且是 we 32次他从来不是一个人做事情没有一个人可以自己成立一个公司没有一个人 So we can create a community where we have facilitators who come from a small business background sitting in cafes and barsAnd your dedicated buddies will do to you what somebody did for this gentleman who talks about this epic. Somebody will say to you. 还有你的这些专注于自己的事业的这些伙伴们，他们谁会帮助你 ？What somebody did for the gentleman 啊，他们会给你做些什么？然后他们会说，你需要什么？我可以给你做什么？我可以给你做，可以制造什么？你可以卖吗 ?Can you look after the money? 你能照顾这些钱吗
Oh no, I cannot do this. Would you like me to find you somebody?
你想不想让我给你找找某个人？
We activate communities.
我们那个促进这个社区的发展。我们有一些
groups of volunteers supporting the enterprise facilitators to help you to find resources and people, and we have discovered that the miracle of intelligence of local people is such that you can change the culture and the economy of these communities just by capturing the passion, the energy, and the imagination of your own people.
那么最后一句是个长难句，我们鼓舞各个社区的经营创业，我们有志愿者团队帮助创业辅助商，为客户这个积极资源及人力，我们发起当地人的这个人群智慧能创造出奇迹，能改变社区的文化和经济，只要你能好好利用人们这份热情，这份活力呢，还有这种想象力。好了，那我给大家读完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。